Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for December 19th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview for the next couple weeks of Gamers In content. First up, I want to thank patrons. Thank you so much to our December patron, Ken. We really appreciate the support, and I also wanted to give a shout out to Will for upgrading his Patreon pledge. He'll be our January patron for, January. So there you go. Thank you so much to everyone for the support over the past years and going into the future as well. We do really appreciate everyone's support. Just a quick reminder that the TGI Patreon Mini release schedule will be changing to every other week. You probably sensed that from when I talked about it last time and then the changed intro, which we will continue to probably modify so it's not confusing. But essentially, we are going to be covering kind of the next couple weeks of Gamers In content. So as Summoner's Call has moved to an every other week schedule, and Gamers In is a little bit easier to kind of look forward because, well, we cover new games and we have a release schedule to go by, so that helps a lot. And I figured it would just be helpful because sometimes stuff gets bumped around, gets bumped a week if we need another week with a game and we bump stuff up, or news stories kind of move games around that we're going to discuss. So I figured giving a two-week outlook will be a good approach. So we will be doing that into the next year and beyond. And this will be the last Patreon Mini for 2022. Technically, the next one will be dated 2023. So speaking of Gamers In, our last episode of Gamers In for 2022 will be this week, December 19th. We'll be doing our Game of the Year episode. If you have a top games list you'd like to share with us on the show, be sure to send it in. You can do that by Twitter, post it in the Discord. Make sure you tag me in Discord so that I know to go back to my notifications, copy it out, and put in the notes. You can also email it to us as well if you want to do email, but I think Discord's worked really well. So tag me in Discord, I will get to it, and we will have it ready for the show. And a clarification, it can be any game you played in 2022. You don't have to have finished it. It doesn't have to have come out in 2022. It can just be a game you played. So keep that in mind. Now, for when we return in the new year, my plan and hope is to play Mario plus Rabbids Sparks of Hope. I have it on good authority. It's going to be under the Christmas tree for me, mainly because I saw it on sale and said, hey, we should buy this. So I'm going to play that over the holidays. I've also got The Witcher Next Generation upgrade on Xbox to check out. Looking forward to that. Been a while since I jumped into that one. So lots of fun holiday stuff coming up. And yes, should go back to Game of the Year and address the fact that Xenoblade Chronicles 3, I'm going to finish it. The main story for our discussion on Tuesday. I really do plan to do that. I know I keep doubling down that I'm going to do it. Should probably go do it. So as of this recording, it's not done yet, but it's going to be. So, there you go. Now, being the end of 2022, it would not be a wrap up if we didn't mention Extra Life. We had one more event. I mean, as of this recording, it hasn't happened yet, but, we will be taking donations right up until December 31st. And you can donate by going to bit.ly/TGI Extra Life 2022. And of course, if you donate, you can choose a prize from our prize list at bit.ly/TGI prizes. Of course, all the donations, 100%, go to Children's Miracle Network hospitals around the world. So yeah, thank you so much for the support for Extra Life this year. We really do appreciate that as well. Looking at Summoner's Call, we did have to push our episode last week, so we'll have a new normal episode this week. We'll be catching up on the launch of Book 7 and going over the cool new holiday heroes that have been added to the game. Plus, we'll chat about the Fire Emblem Engage expansion pass that was announced at the Game Awards. And more recently, they released a trailer looking at the sort of metagame overworld section. I think it's called the Somnial. It's like a floating fortress type thing. And it looks great. Can't wait to play that one out on, well, look at this. Let's look at upcoming video games, and the first one on the list is Fire Emblem Engage on January 20th. You have Monster Hunter Rise coming to PlayStation and Xbox on January 20th as well. That one's also going to be on Game Pass. SpongeBob SquarePants, The Cosmic Shake. That's a new game, not a remake, coming out on the 23rd. Forspoken will be out on PlayStation 5 and PC on the 24th. There's a demo out now if you haven't had a chance to check it out. Dead Space Remake is coming to PlayStation, Xbox, and PC on the 27th. Age of Empires 2 Definitive Edition coming to Xbox on January 31st. And Season, A Letter to the Future on PlayStation and PC on the 31st. Now, one more quick note before we wrap up here. For TGI Game Club, our focus is going to be starting Portal 1 and 2 in the new year. I still don't have exact dates, although we are talking about having Portal 1, encouraging folks to play it over the holidays, and we'll pick that one right up at the start of the year. We should have dates posted in Discord in the coming days, so if not already. So definitely sign into Discord, bit.ly/TGI Discord, go to the Game Club channel, join the conversation. It looks like Portal 1 will be up first, one milestone for that game because it is short, and we'll have a discussion at some point in early January before Fire Emblem Engage is my goal. So probably the second or third Sunday of the month, just to kind of avoid any residual holiday effects, because I know a lot of people will be traveling and be busy with family, so yeah. So if you want to join in on the conversation, go to our Discord, bit.ly/TGI Discord. I want to thank everybody for listening to these minis over the past year. Have a great couple weeks. Enjoy your holidays. We'll see you in Discord. We'll see you on Twitter. And I hope everybody enjoys our Game of the Year episode coming soon.